Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of our favorite people to catch up with, friend of the show, Josh Dover. He is with Denver Sports 104.3, getting you ready for one of the biggest games that the Broncos have had in quite some time. Josh, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm always fired up when I get to come talk a little Broncos and Chiefs with Carrington.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. We were just talking about this before you got on here. We asked people if they know the name of the Broncos stadium, and no one knew what the official sponsor was. Do any of you call it Empower Field at Mile High?
Absolutely not. Yeah, there's been like 8 name changes, it feels like, in the last 10 years. It's still Mile High, and it will always be Mile High. So, you know, when you're on the radio and you get told to say certain things, then yeah, I'll call it Empower Field when I'm told. But when I'm talking to my bros and I'm hanging out with Broncos fans at the bar, yeah, it's Mile High, and it'll always be Mile High.
So let's just start with this. Do you believe the Broncos are as good as the record is? Because you and I have talked about this on the air. We've talked about it off the air. I went from a place of not believing in the Broncos, and then I switched to believing in the Broncos, and then I watched Thursday Night Football last week, and I officially got off of that train. I cannot do it with the Broncos.
Well, welcome to life as a Denver Broncos fan, C-Doc, because that's what it's been out here too, man. It's 1 week, they're the best, and Bo Nix is the savior. The next week, they can't figure it out. Bo's a bust, and Sean Payton's washed. The time has passed him at this point. And I've gone back and forth as well. But to your question of are they as good as the 8-2 record, no. You can't say yes. And if anybody does say yes, I think they're homers. And I'm not going to be that guy. They're not that good. This offense struggles, man. They're stagnant at times. Sean Payton does no favors to his young quarterback. Bo has to be better for sure, but Sean just throwing stuff in multiple personnel packages, confusing guys more than he's helping guys. Sean's trying to be the smartest coach in the league, and he's confusing the heck out of his own team. So Bo's feet are absolutely terrible right now. Sean's play calling and game plans I don't think are favorable for a quarterback that's struggling with his feet. And now, I'm sure you guys know, it's about the worst-kept secret in the NFL. They don't want to make a decision or an announcement on J.K. Dobbins, but he's not playing, man. And he's been the identity of this offense. He's been the best offensive player for the Broncos, and now in the biggest game for the Broncos in a long time, he's not going to be available.
You alluded to it a little bit. Let's dive a little bit deeper. I thought Bo Nix had a very, very strong rookie season, a season that I was not expecting, where it just exceeded my expectations. He has certainly regressed this year, and I think he's been the biggest problem that the Broncos have had so far this season. You watch them a lot more closely than I do. What's been up with him? Why has he played so poorly? Why has he not taken the step forward that I imagine many Broncos fans expected him to?
Yeah. Well, I thought he would take a jump this year, and it's the official sophomore slump season for Bo Nix. It's all his feet. And I think there is a problem. I was hard on blaming everything on Sean up until about that Houston game where Bo just has not got better. He's looked the same for about the last 10 weeks, and he's talked it up to, hey, he's trying to not make a mistake. And anytime you're working to not make a mistake, guess what's on deck? You're about to make a mistake. And some of that goes back to the pressure being put on him by Sean Payton. But man, I don't know what's changed in this kid's mind. Of Sean always tells us in the media, well, he's so good at not taking sacks. It's so hard to teach quarterbacks how not to take a sack. He's already got that in the bag. But then I think that's like Bo's personal identity is, hey, I'm the quarterback that doesn't take sacks. And then that becomes a priority rather than letting that third route develop and get to your third progression and stand in the pocket knowing damn well you're going to take a lick, but you're going to deliver a dime and move the chains. He's gotten away from that. And I chalk it up to wanting to be the perfect player or perfect specimen for his coach. And he can't be that. No quarterback's ever going to be that. So mostly his feet and trying to impress Sean over and over and over has led to Bo Nix not looking even close to what he did last year.
What's been the hype been like in Denver? Because here, at least this has been my take on things. I think there are two doors right now for Kansas City. One door is things stay the same. Kansas City continues to be the best team in the AFC. They continue to run the AFC West. Nothing really changes, I think, with how Chiefs fans feel. If the Chiefs lose this game and they're 5-5 in week 11 and they're not going to win the division, for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era, you got to discuss them as a wild card team. You got to discuss them as a team that you hope to get hot in the second half of the season and you don't want to play them once it gets to the playoff. That's just never really how we viewed Kansas City during Patrick Mahomes' time. I'm curious how Broncos fans feel. How do they view this game heading into one of the most important home games they've had in the last decade?
Now, that's a great question because it's a pretty solid split, which makes for fun sports talk stuff, especially when you're getting, you know, texts and stuff from fans. Because there's a group that goes, hey, they're 8-2, and you guys complain so much, and you don't believe in what it is, and they think they're going to go roll against the Kansas City Chiefs because it's a down year for Mahomes and all the things that are said. I don't look at it that way, Garrington. I still respect the heck out of who the Kansas City Chiefs are. I respect the hell out of what Andy Reid's able to do post bye weeks with that record. So I look at them as still the team to beat. Now, it's a giant opportunity, and it's a statement game for the Broncos. That's what I look at this as. Just like you said, hey, does anybody really believe in who Bo Nix and the Broncos are? I think the answer for most is no right now. But you go and win against Kansas City, even if, you know, being at your own barn, make a little bit of a statement saying, no, we are real. We're here. We can contend with the top dog that is the Kansas City Chiefs. Then I think you start to create a little bit more that path that you're talking about where KC finally doesn't win an AFC West. Maybe it comes down to a Chargers-Broncos game in week 18. But for the Broncos, I think this is, hey, you get a chance to make a statement. You win, people believe. You lose, oh, you're that cute little team that can't once again. And on the Chiefs side, like I said, I respect the hell out of what they're doing. I'm not writing them off by any means. As long as Andy Reid's calling plays and Patrick Mahomes is throwing footballs, probably won't write the Chiefs off.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Dover of Denver Sports 104.3, one of our favorite Broncos guests. The analogy that I made is this is old money against new money. The AFC has been dominated by three teams for the last handful of seasons. It's been Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. It feels like the hierarchy is changing right before our eyes. And you got Denver, Indianapolis, New England. You have teams that are challenging for that kind of moment. I remember when the Chiefs were this team and New England was that squad. The Chiefs had to go on the road on Sunday Night Football and prove to everybody that they could beat New England. Not that this game means that it's over for Kansas City, but if you're a Broncos team and you want to let the rest of the league know, hey, we can win the Super Bowl, you got to take care of home field advantage against Kansas City.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, and look, I don't know that that's going to be the case. I think what the defense can do to Bo Nix is going to make for a hard day. And the Broncos, what the face of their team is now that J.K. Dobbins is going to play is Vance Joseph. PS2 is not going to be there. They have a great interior defensive line. Can you keep Patrick Mahomes in check and not let those like slip-away sacks turn into 40-yard gains for the Kansas City Chiefs? I still think this is a game that the Chiefs can come in here and win. I do not believe that the Broncos they're not favored or should be favored in this football game. The Broncos are without Alex Singleton, a weird story I'm sure you heard of, like the drug test that led to testicular cancer, and now he's dealing with that. But when Singleton was on the field, they couldn't cover tight ends. And now you're going to go to Justin Strnad, who's a little bit better in coverage, but still not great with tight ends and running backs. I would assume, with 2 weeks to plan for it, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have something for the Broncos' inside linebacking group. And if the Chiefs are having some success moving the football, well, can the Broncos' offense match what they're going to do offensively? Not with the eye-bleeding, boring offense that it's been the last couple of weeks.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Dover here going over the Denver Broncos. Interesting you bring that up. This was a topic that we had on the show. Do you think that the spread is more indicative of the public in Vegas respect for the Kansas City Chiefs, or do you think it's more indicative of how they feel about the Broncos, especially after Thursday Night Football and that 10-7 disaster against the Raiders?
I actually think it's a lot more about the Broncos. As you said, I mean, the Chiefs are just a game over 500. They've had some big wins, and then they've had some close losses, but there's that, hey, what's missing in Kansas City conversation still, I think, happening around the rest of the country. I think it's more what the Broncos are. I mean, what do we got? Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, man. Give me my time back. Goodell owes me some money on that. That was terrible football from both of those products. So I think it's a ton to do with the Broncos because you saw it, man. And that's not just a one-off, C-Dot. Every week outside of like the Cowboys game, and we know what the Cowboys are, a bunch of chumps on defense that can't cover anybody. They can't score. They can't score. They pull something out of the hat in the fourth quarter and figure something out. That's not sustainable. Eventually, that clock's going to strike midnight, and then Bo and the Broncos would turn back into a pumpkin. I would imagine that's why that number looks like that. And I bet it gets higher as we get closer to game time because of how bad the Broncos' offense is.
Josh, let's talk about this defensive line. To me, if the Broncos win this game, they win this game because their front four absolutely wreaks havoc in this game. How good do you think that front four is? How good do you think this defense is? Because all of the numbers would suggest that they maybe have the best defense in the National Football League, but I also haven't seen them go up against a whole lot of high-powered offenses, certainly not a lot ones like the one I think they're going to go up against on Sunday with Kansas City.
No, you're right about that. It hasn't been a Patrick Mahomes type of quarterback that they're going to face, but I don't think there's an argument. The numbers prove that story. My eyes, I believe what I'm watching. That front four, Nick Benito, Jonathan Cooper. Cooper's gotten better as a pass rusher. Benito's gotten better as a run stuffer, and it was something that both of those guys lacked a year ago. And then Zach Allen gets paid and is not getting, fat and happy about his paycheck, still out there grinding. John Franklin Myers needs to put something on tape so he can go get paid at the end of this year when his contract's up. And then you got a guy like Dondre Tillman, who's a pass rusher for depth, who's really damn good, had an interception a week ago. Jonah Ellis is dealing with a hamstring injury, and I'm not sure he's going to play, but he's another depth piece that can come in and pass rush. You have Malcolm Roach. You have DJ Jones as depth pieces at the interior line. I think you're 100% right. that this game will go by what they do. Can you get Patrick Mahomes to feel a little bit uncomfortable, maybe perhaps make a mistake with a bunch of big bodies around his legs and ankles and take advantage of that? Because I think the defense is the best in the league. And as bad as this offense is, this is how bad it's got. Kerry Chen is like, well, you know, if the Broncos are going to win this week, the defense might need to score. And it's like, what kind of freaking key to the game is that your defense has to put points on the board because your offense is so bad? So if the Broncos are going to have a fighter's chance, I think they have to force a turnover against the Chiefs this weekend.
Josh, I'm picking the Chiefs to win this game because I trust the Chiefs' offense more than I trust Denver. I think the defenses are going to neutralize themselves basically for the most part. I think Kansas City has a good defense. I think the Broncos have a good defense. I trust Kansas City's offense more to score against Denver than I trust Denver to score against Kansas City. To me, this feels like a 27-17 Chiefs win. I think it's I'm looking at this as the king stay the king. And I think when you give the Chiefs 2 weeks and they know the importance of this, I think you see the Chiefs flex their muscle and try to remind everybody that the AFC still runs through us. What is your Chiefs win-if scenario? What is your Broncos win-if scenario for Sunday?
So Chiefs win if that defense is as good as you believe it is. I don't. I'll disagree with you on that one. I think the defense for the Broncos is a lot better than that of the Kansas City Chiefs. So if the Chiefs defense is as good as you say and the Broncos offense doesn't get anything going until the second half, this could get ugly and it could be bad for the Denver Broncos. So that's how the Chiefs get it done. The Broncos win if R.J. Harvey has a game. I think a lot's going to come to a rookie, man, and that's scary to think about as well because J.K. Dobbins isn't going to play. Will Sean Payton give the same grace and trust that he was given to J.K. Dobbins to a rookie in R.J. Harvey? Because if they abandon the run and you just have to rely upon Bo, and then you start blitzing Bo and realize, oh, he runs, rolls to his right and throws to his right every time you bring pressure to him, it's going to be a long day. So if R.J. Harvey can get going and earn the trust of his head coach early, because they're going to have to give him the ball 16, 17 times if they want to win and keep Mahomes off the field, R.J. Harvey will be the key for the Broncos. And I think they're going to get it done this week, Carrington. It's at home. It's at Mile High Stadium. Get the Chiefs trip on Christmas night. Give me the Broncos. Getting the dub this Sunday. I'm going 24-17, Denver.
That is Josh Dover joining us on the show. He's with Denver Sports 104.3. Josh, man, it's always great to have you on the show. I'll be on your show tomorrow, and I can't wait to play the villain to get all the Broncos fans riled up tomorrow.
You know what? We're looking forward to it. Love that you do that. And I always tell you, man, we talk a ton of football, but I know you guys don't have anything resembling of a good basketball team or player. So if you ever need Nikola Jokic info, I got you there too.
That's our guy, Josh Dover, joining us on the show today. Always love catching up with him. He does fantastic work.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.